Tomorrow, residents of South Burlington will vote on the local school budget. This will be the third time the city has tried to pass a budget this year, and the vote is tied up in a decision to drop the school district's mascot name, the Rebels. When that name was chosen in the early 1960s, it was associated with the Civil War era Confederacy, and the Confederate flag was used at school events. Given that connection, some students took issue with the name earlier this year.
They just don't feel it's right that it was originally connected directly to the Confederate flag and Confederate imagery, so they would like to start again.
That's Nicole Higgins-DeSmet. She reports on South Burlington and education for the Burlington Free Press. Students have now chosen the name Wolves for their new mascot, which will go before the local school board on Wednesday. But first, residents will vote on the budget. I asked DeSmet what happens if the budget doesn't pass.
Another vote will happen, no matter what. That is something that needs to be approved by the populace. So what could happen is level funding will happen. If this doesn't get approved, they can borrow the same amount that they are currently in for fiscal year 17.
Which means that certain accounts which are supposed to increase this year, right, or will not?
Yeah, there was a budget increase this year and a decrease in taxes. But because of the amount of money and the fact that they do need to cover certain things like special education and early childhood education, there are programs that are mandated by the state. So there will be cuts in teacher staff and if it's level funded to cover those needs that are mandated.
So the controversy over this budget in part stems from a group that was opposed to changing the mascot name and voted down an earlier version. Is that right?
Yes. The Rebel Alliance, which is a Facebook group as well as a political action committee, I think that they have contributed and possibly helped to do that, yes.
Mm-hmm. But there are other reasons that people are opposing the school budget, right? What are those reasons?
The Rebel Alliance, I think they triggered something in the older contingency of or group of people in South Burlington who, you know, have a lot of costs. So they're saying that it's too high, it's unsustainable.
Okay. And so too high to for local taxes or?
That's essentially it. However, that is not going to, you know, the school budget doesn't affect the town budget so directly. So perhaps they might wait until the next, you know, citywide budget to really make that kind of effect. However, this is what's before them now as a vote. So
the controversy over the name change is also tied in part into several lockdowns at the high school in April after a student, Josiah Leach, made death threats, which mentioned the name change issue in the letter he wrote to the school. He's now facing some federal charges. What's the status of his court case right now?
He has still yet to be heard. So that's still pending, the case. And also the investigation continues, as far as I know. They're still, searching through electronic devices for more, and they're continuing the investigation there.
All of this has clearly been a divisive issue in a relatively small community. Has the divide over the name change, the budget vote, the lockdowns, has that affected students or teachers this school year, as far as you know?
That's a good question, and one I hope to visit with students and teachers in the future. Though, from what I can see, the community has rallied together. The students, you know, have found their voice, and hopefully, positive things will happen for the community in the future.
Nicole Higgins-DeSmet is a reporter for the Burlington Free Press. Thanks so much.
Thank you.